Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Burden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball four. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Green now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schult. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive towards the mound. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Fred Green. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Skinner strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Skinner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. Burgess drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente strikes out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.